She's got it for her.
I love the song, but y'all just pray for me.
Bless the Lord. That's good, Sister Carolyn. I'd rather have that had a worthy today. Hallelujah. Somebody said, where do you want to be? I want to be where he is. Amen. Man, I tell you what, I like it on that fashion. Plenty of, you know, Donald Trump, sometimes he just leaves a script and they're scared to death. That's what we need to do. Quit being some, I don't know, Edstone Stone dried up and dead. Let a little bit of God pour out. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Carolyn. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord. Hallelujah. That's my brother, Lord. Use him. Hallelujah.
This is for you, buddy.
Thank you, Brother Danny. God bless you, brother. I hadn't heard that song in 30 years.
I've been working on it for about a month when I got sick. Now I had to stop, so we just started again.
I just come out of sickness, too. I appreciate that. God bless you, brother.
Here we go.
So, amen. I may have crossed Jordan, but it won't be alone. Amen.
Amen.
I'm kind of hoping, Lord, to come.
Anybody else got a special?
I'm kind of hoping, Lord, to come while I'm alive. But whether I'm alive or not, I'm glad, praise God, I won't be at Jordan alone. Amen. Man, I like that kind of singing. I like that kind of spirit. You need this, Brother Danny?
No, that's, I think, is that yours, Rita? That
your hey, I don't know. That's
your
that yours?
I got mine.
I don't know if I ain't about to eat. I don't know what to do and what's doing about it. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, a little bit of spirit's better than no spirit.
That's right.
Man, ain't nothing worse than the clouds getting all black, the wind getting all, big and blowing trees down and no rain.
Yeah.
I like blowing a little mercy drop comes down and you say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bible said a rebellious people dwelleth in a dry land, and America's kind of in that category. We've been dry so long. Boy, we need some showers of blessings.
Yes.
And I tell you what, those songs have blessed me. Appreciate Sister Carolyn singing.
Yeah.
Appreciate Brother Danny singing. Appreciate Sister Rita singing. And Brother Jerry. You know what? God's all about singing.
Yeah.
Right.
He puts a song in my heart. Even praise unto the Lord.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, buddy, this message today, I'll challenge you or warn you. Put your seatbelt on. Make sure your airbag's working. Well, I come to preach today. I fought the devil and sickness and hell all week. And on Friday I was going to call Brother and tell him if he didn't mind find somebody fill in for me because I couldn't even talk Friday. I couldn't get a whisper out. My wife said, what did you say? I said, all I can say. Couldn't get nothing out. I've been a waterhead all week. I don't know if it's allergies. I don't know if it's back said. Granddaughter coming out of the house, she's sick. Now my wife's sick, granddaughter's sick. I've done everything but gargle with gasoline. I took nasal spray and tried to blow my eardrums out. I took that thermal flu, I've been drinking it. You put it in a cup, put hot water, I've been drinking it. I've been taking NyQuil at night. I'll tell you what, I've done everything but load the gun. But I'm glad this morning we met for prayer last night. I said, y'all pray for me that I'll have utterance of someone to preach tomorrow.
Yeah.
Amen. Bless you.
And I do want to preach. Paul told him, he said, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are Rome also. But we're going to be taking our text today. And this month here we'll be celebrating Easter. And if he didn't get up, we ain't got nothing to celebrate.
Right, that's right.
So before I preach real quick, let's look real quick here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul here speaking in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He said, and if Christ be not risen, our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and you're yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. And if it's in this life only, we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. Now verse 20 is a key verse in this. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. And I'll just tell you right now, I'm glad He got up.
Yeah.
That's why we celebrate Easter.
Amen.
I want you to know, buddy, I'm all about getting up. If that's all there is to it, let's eat, drink, and be merry while we die. But I'm persuaded better and things concerning Him for He's got yet to be. Hallelujah. I'm going to be taking my text out of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now some of you are so lean in your Bible reading, I'm going to read the whole chapter. But my text is going to be out of verse 15. I'm just glad to have a voice this morning.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 16, our text verse is verse 15, but I'm going to read it all. Paul says, verse 1, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given over to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay up by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Now that's why we take up an offering. Somebody said that preacher ain't worth that. I agree with that. He ain't. He ain't worth nothing. But I want you to know somebody got to keep the lights on, keep the doors open, and the gospel kidneys keep giving out. It costs money to do that stuff. That's why we take up an offering. First thing Paul does is address the offering. And that'll kill just about any Baptist church. But I was so blessed this morning to be able to give more than my normal giving, and I praise God for that privilege. He has blessed me this week. He says, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whomsoever ye shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberty unto Jerusalem. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me. Now I will come unto you when I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia, and it may be that I will abide, yea, and winter with you, that ye may bring me on my journey wheresoever I go. For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. Now if Timotheus come, see that he be with, that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord, as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time. But he will come when he shall have convenient time. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit, you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech, it's our text verse here. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. That ye submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunus. I can't say that word there. Fortunus and Alcaeus, for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you in the Lord. With the church that is in their house, all the brethren greet you. Greet ye one another with a holy kiss. Don't tell Joe Biden that. The salutation of me, Paul, with my own hand, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. Anathema, maranatha. That means curse. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now this is Paul's letter to the church of Corinth. And I want to draw from this chapter 16 that one verse, verse 15. And I'm preaching today on addictions. And pray with me. Father, we thank you for the privilege to stand for the Word of God in this Laodicean, lukewarm church age day. I thank you, Lord, that you change not. I'm glad you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. I thank you for the tears, Lord, that I've seen here this morning. I thank you, Lord, for the sweet Spirit of God that visited our hearts here this morning. I thank you, Lord, for having voice this morning to be able to preach. And I pray for your blessings today. I never have ever claimed to be any great preacher. Truth of the matter, Lord, I'm not much of a preacher at all. But Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to do the best I can. Yes. I'm asking for your blessings. I give you all the praise, all the glory, and I ask all these things, your blessed will done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm preaching today on addictions. Paul mentioned about this this house of Stephanas He said they've addicted themselves. Man, that'd be a pretty good addiction.
Yeah.
They have addicted themselves to the ministry. I wish America used to be like that house of Stiffness.
That's
right.
We were raised right. This country was raised right.
Right.
Now we fell from that steadfastness. It don't take a fool much to know what's going on in our country. We're under attack. The whole world hates America. They hated Jesus. They hated one of the cause, but they hated him. They hate America. What are they going to do, really, when America's gone?
Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, we protect them. We come to their aid. We bring them clothing. We bring them food. We bring them help. What are they going to do when they destroy this country? Now, trust me, they're determined to destroy this country. I'm not going to beat around the bush today. This is going to be a rough message. So if I rock your boat, talk to God about it. But America used to be like the house of Stephanus. We didn't drift. Well, the anchor was solid. Mm-hmm. This country was raised right. Everything this country did was right.
Yeah.
God's hand was on it.
Yeah.
He blessed it. I personally believe God raised America. The reason I say that is because the whole world has been evangelized by this country. Every missionary received from America to go to the darkened countries in the world to bring the light of the gospel to them. God did that. All the great revivals took place in America. The word of God proceeds from America to the other countries. But when I think about addictions, in my own family, I've seen family members that were addicted to gambling. I had an aunt that had married a billionaire. Somehow or another, she spent all his money. And she was addicted to gambling. My dad said this about his own sister. He said, she don't need to be gambling. She ain't got a clue what she's doing. They play card game. Sister Joanne. And my dad, if he had a good hand, he'd call him. And she's over there trying to bluff, and she ain't got a pair. Dad's got like, you know, two pair or three of a kind or something like that, you know. And she's over there, and she's raising. She ain't got nothing. She ain't got a high card. Dad said, okay, I called you to see your hand. She didn't have nothing. Mm. She had no business gambling. She squandered her husband's money because she's addicted to gambling.
Right.
Amen.
I've met people that was addicted to alcohol, to drugs, to cigarettes, pornography, to cussing, and everything else. But I've yet to meet anyone addicted to Jesus Christ. I've met a few that was borderline.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Mitchell. I've met people that's addicted to sports, Star Trek, politics, denominations. But I've met very few that were addicted to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
But the ones that I did meet, they were bona fide fanatics.
Yeah.
And when I first got saved, man, something big as Jesus moves in the gable in your soul. It's going to show up somewhere.
That's right.
I remember, Sister Joanne, I run my mama down. I said, Mama, I got saved. She put a little bony finger in my face, Phyllis. She said, when you get home, you look up the word fanatic. That's what you are. And I wear that even today as a badge of honor. There has never been such a badge of honor bestowed upon me. I'm a fanatic. I still am. I'm addicted to Him. I love Him. That loved me and gave Himself for me, rescued me from the pits of hell, pulled me up out of the miry pit, set my feet on the rock, established my going, put a song in my heart, even praise to the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
I want you to know, buddy, I ain't changed. But those that are, they're truly saved. They're truly in love with their Savior. They're truly ready to serve in any capacity of service that He would ask of them. These addicted individuals are not limited to age. Bear with me here. I've seen both young and old addicted to Him.
Yeah.
A young girl born to a atheist couple. They've made a covenant with each other, Joanne. this girl would never hear the gospel. This beautiful little girl, they built a white picket fence around their house. They told this young girl, said, do not leave the yard. Young girl's out there like young girls. She's out there playing. She's picking flowers, Phyllis. She hears this music coming from the rescue mission. She opens the gate and she goes down there, Carolyn. And she hears the gospel. She gets washed, gloriously saved. She comes running in the house. Mama, Daddy, I got saved. And the father, enraged without hesitation, he beat the little girl to the point she's dying. Now, he regretted what he did later, Rita. It's a true story. It's a long time ago, but true story. He regretted what he done. He saved. And he come to the bed of his daughter. She's dying. She's ready to leave this world. And he said, Sonny, he said, honey, I'm so sorry for what I've done. I want you to forgive me. She said, I forgive you, Daddy. He said, he's crying. He realizes what he's done. He said, is there anything I can do for you, honey? They called the doctor, Brother Danny. She's not got a day to live. She's dying today. He said, is there anything I can do for you, honey? She said, yes, Daddy, you can. He said, what do you want me to do, honey? She said, well, you're going to get that dress I had on that day you beat me. I want you to put it on. He said, oh, honey, you don't want me to put that dress on you. It's all torn. It's bloody. She said, no, that's the dress I want on, Daddy. Jesus is coming to get me. I want him to see how much I love him. I want him to know that I'm so glad I laid my life for him.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, it's kind of rare, but there's a few. But I tell you what, boy, they're bona fide for that. Oh, he may not have understood what her request was, but I'll tell you right now, Jesus makes a difference.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Now, on the other extreme, Brother Mitchell, there was a great Christian wife married an infidel atheist named Ethan Allen. You ever heard that name? Furniture store?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about Ethan Allen. Ethan Allen was a devout infidel atheist. He married a dedicated, devoted Christian woman. And they got a little girl. They were born a little girl. Well, you know what that dedicated mother did, don't you, Rita? She took that little girl, like most Christian women do, she took that little girl to church with her every Sunday. I mean, you didn't have to ask for her to go to church every Sunday, fellas. Her and her little girl went to church. That continued for 13 years.
Amen.
For 13 years, this little girl was raised up in church. You know what the father did, Carolyn? For 13 years, he continued to go to the bars and blaspheme God and say all manner of evil against God and everything else. Now look, one Sunday, about the age of 13, that's about when we all rebelled. The Bible said they rebelled in the 13th year.
Yeah.
That's about it. At the age of 13, one Sunday, as they got up to get ready to go to church, the little girl said, Mom, I don't want to go to church today. And that atheist infidel father, Ethan Allen, heard her. And he said, that's right. She don't have to go to church. And that broken-hearted mother, like Carolyn after singing a while ago, she went to church by herself that day. Carolyn. And Ethan Allen's daughter went with him to the bars. She learned all that trash talk and all that. You know, it's not a good environment to raise a child up in it. Well, he didn't care. Man, he's an infidel, an atheist. It's a true story. Lo and behold, Mitchell, the little girl, she's 13 years old, she comes sick. Ethan Allen's got all kind of money. He calls the best doctor. They come in there. And he examines this little girl, and he come in there, and he got Ethan Allen, and he's wife and said, listen, you don't have long. This little girl's going to die. If you got anything to say to her, you need to go in there and say it right now. I want to get up there closer to this microphone. I'm hoarse. I want this to be clear on this tape. So they go in there. The dad's on one side of the bed. The Christian mother's on the other side of the bed. The little girl's right there in between them. And they're both devastated. They're both broken. they're weeping, and they're asking their beautiful little girl, "Honey, is there anything we can do?" I want you to listen to what this little girl said. She looked over at her daddy. She said, "Father, mother's went to church all of her life." She said, "Father, you've been an atheist all of your life." She said, "Father, I'm dying. I need to know which way do I need to go? Do I need to go Mama's way? Or do I need to go your way, Daddy? Will you please tell me?" And Ethan Allen, all of a sudden, buddy, light came on. And buddy, I mean, he dropped under that load of condemnation. And he said, "Take Mama's way! Take Mama's way!"
Amen.
But there was no answer from her. And in that silence, the reality of his ignorance, Ethan Allen denounced atheism. Came one of the greatest Christians of his day. But you see what I mean? We got to be careful.
Amen.
When it comes to carrying the gospel message, we don't need to haphazardly. We need, I mean, with all of our might, to care for the message of Jesus to this lost and dying world. And there's no age limit. The young can carry it. The older can carry it. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh my. Well, that's a wake-up call if there was one.
Yeah, that's right.
She asked her father, "Which way?" But it didn't take him long. He didn't hesitate, but Danny, he said, "Take Mama's way."
Thank you.
Well, let me tell you this about those that are addicted to the Lord. They only think about Him. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "He giveth perfect peace to those whose mind is set upon the Lord." I wonder why I always had perfect peace. No matter what. I said, "It's all right, brother." He'd tell me, right before church this morning, their washer and dryer went out. I could tell them, "This is going to be a perfect peace about it." You know what I mean? There's worse things. Amen. The house ain't burnt down. It ain't like he's having old heart surgery. Now, they ain't just light afflictions. And the Bible said, "Know this, and the same are accomplished in your body." It's just normal. This ain't home. We're on our way home. But listen, that perfect peace comes from having your mind stayed on Him. I mean, no matter what comes your way, just remember, He's never very far.
Amen.
From any one of us. He says, "Casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you." He said, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I'll show you great mighty things." You know
right.
I mean, boy, oh boy, get your mind on Him, nail it down, keep it on Him, and don't let up till you get home.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Their mind is stayed upon Him, those that are addicted to Him. They don't have time for anything else. You can't interrupt them. Their mind is stayed upon Him. I had an uncle, Uncle Benny. I preached a message on a website called The Turning Point, and I've not preached it but one time. But I've entertained the thought of preaching it one more time even here. I like to do it for nothing else for my sake. But it's when God started working in my own family. Now I'll just give you a brief about my Uncle Benny. Me and my dad, we had no regard for God, no regard for the day. I come to church this morning and I saw some men trying to get a grasshopper riding a lawnmower got stuck. He's trying to mow the yard on the Lord's Day instead of going to the house of God. They had a truck down a hotel trying to pull it up the hill. Well, that's the way we were. We never really had any regard for God, for Calvary, for the Word of God, or nothing. We always went fishing on Sunday. At that time, Uncle Benny lived out there on the South Fork Road. We drove out there about 3 o'clock in the morning because we was going to go fishing. I'll cut a lot of chase out of here. But Uncle Benny's sitting on the front porch, Brother Mitchell, and he's sitting there in his underwear. And we said, "What are you doing out here?" He said, "I had to get there pretty quick." He said, "Why?" My dad said, "Well, my Uncle Benny is a little bit of a cut-up." He said, "I wanted to get out here and breathe this fresh air before anybody else got up to breathe it. I was trying to get some of this good fresh air." Anyway, he went and got ready. We went fishing. And a lot of events of that day shook him, me, Dad, And Benny ended up getting saved. And I mean, he went all the way. I mean, he had more than a close encounter. He had a extreme makeover. After that day we went fishing, the next time I saw my Uncle Benny, he was a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, his hair was different.
Amen.
Man, he had a Bible in his hand. He wasn't ashamed to mention the name Jesus. He tried to give my dad a Bible. My dad took that Bible and put it back behind the TV and said, blank, 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 get out of my house. And my Uncle Benny, with tears in his eyes, as he went out the door, he said, Bobby, it's his brother, my dad. He said, I just want you to know I love you, and I'll be praying for you. But anyway, my Uncle Benny, man, oh man, he went all the way. He drove a 69 Chevrolet van. Now, when he drove down there the first time, it wasn't much to look at. But after he got saved, Brother Mitchell, when he drove it down, he painted that thing kind of a burgundy color.
Amen.
And on the side, that thing was a big mural of people getting up out of the grave, going up to heaven.
Amen.
Man, oh man. He was no more ashamed of that name Jesus.
Amen.
He was no more not affiliated with Jesus. I want you to know everything about my Uncle Benny was about Jesus. He got all his family saved. Man, he made a difference.
Amen.
They'll run for this world. My dad, he dreaded to see Benny show up. Dad hadn't changed, but Benny hadn't changed neither. They were two opposites. They run for this world because they're addicted to Jesus. Let me say this. They are exceptional believers. These addicted individuals are not limited to gender. And by the way, they're not gender confused.
Amen.
I was kind of hoping Sister Bonnie could hang around. She had to leave, and I certainly understand that. But I gave her a little glimpse of what I'm going to share with you here in just a minute. They're not limited to gender. Let that soak in.
Right.
They're not gender confused. There are exceptional women that are addicted to the Lord.
Yeah.
A good example is freshman Republican. I hope this gets recorded real good. State Representative Stephanie Bowerkicks, I really can't say her last name, B-O-R-O-W-I-C-Z. She publicly prayed at a Muslim ceremony. They're swearing in this Muslim woman in the office. And instead of swearing in on the Bible, they're swearing her in on the Koran.
Yeah.
But they asked this young, this is her picture.
Yeah.
Woo!
Of course, yes.
They asked this young, beautiful, saint of God to pray over this meeting. This is the Muslim woman. She don't look real happy, huh? I hate that. But if you do, check this out. There's a video of this woman praying. This guy over beside her, he finally had enough. He said, got her by the arm and jerked her, and she stopped. But some of the things she said, I want to share with you. She said, Lord Jesus, I am your ambassador here today, standing here representing you, the King of Kings,
amen,
the Lord of Lords. She continued by saying, our founding fathers fasted and prayed for this nation to be founded upon your principles and your words and your truths. She said, God, forgive us. Jesus, we've lost sight of you. We've forgotten you. God in our country. She said, Jesus, you are our only hope.
Yes.
That's right. Amen.
She said, near the end of her prayer, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess,
right,
and a lot of people got angry.
That's,
that's
right,
when they grabbed her by the arm.
Mm.
She closed with an amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, I ain't no much calling upon women to dismiss in prayer. One reason I don't, I guess I'm brought up in the Baptist church, I haven't heard of this ever Baptist preaching. Ask a woman dismiss in prayer, teach Sunday school, anything else. If we have any women in here that can pray like this woman, please get with me. You'll be called upon to pray over our services and dismissal prayer. I want you to know I'm all about Him. There's no gender when it comes to Him. The Bible said there's neither male nor female in Christ. We're all part of the body of Christ. In Galatians, I believe, chapter 3, verse number 27. I have no problem with gender. Especially this young girl right here. Please visit that. Please listen to her pray. You'll be like me. You'll say, thank you, Lord. There's still a few left. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
That haven't sold themselves out. Oh my. Galatians 3:28 was that verse. And Galatians 6 verse 10 says, having therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. She had opportunity and she done good. Now, they're swearing in a Muslim woman to a public office. We went from fighting our enemies on foreign souls to bringing them over here and appointing them to office and letting them make laws and govern us. Does that make any sense to anyone? Amen.
No.
Now, just so you'll get my drift here, the Muslims have a video to show Muslim men how to properly beat their wives. This probably won't never make it to the news. I heard that on Crosstalk. They have a video. A Muslim man is trying to show Muslim men how to properly beat their wives. I admit, a lot of crazy people, but that's the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
That's right.
Well, on the other side, Christian husbands have a Bible to tell husbands how to properly love their wives.
Amen.
Unconditionally.
Yeah. Right.
As Christ loved the church.
Right.
Listen, if she can put up with you, you can show the love her.
That's right.
My poor wife put up with me for 24 years. You better believe I love her. Who else could put up with me?
Amen.
But they got a video.
Right.
Show you how to properly beat your wife. I'd shoot him. I'd shoot his brother.
Right.
His father. Maybe even his mother. Is that crazy or what? We're swearing them in, Rita. We've lost our mind.
Yes, we have. That's right. Amen.
Man, we need to return to at least what makes sense. This is suicide.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
They process these that are addicted, they process everything scripturally. John 12:16, it said, then the disciples remembered the word of the Lord. See, they may not act all that spiritual, but in their mind, when something lines up, they say, hey, that's in the Bible.
Right.
Right.
Ever had one of them moments where a scripture come to mind, you know, about a certain event, you said, like, you know what, let me think of one real quick here. Trying to think of something that goes on in our day and time. Let me look one of these verses up real quick, see if I can draw something that'll fit right here. Proverbs 17, let me see here. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. There you go. Laugh a little.
That's right.
Amen. It goes a long way to live alone.
Yes, it does. Right.
It goes on to say, a sorrowful spirit drieth up the bones. It's good to have a merry heart. If I was to break my arm, I'd say, praise the Lord. I didn't break both of them, only one of them. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. All right. In Acts 11, verse 16, then remember they the word of the Lord, talking about Jesus. These addicted believers Believe it or not, they only listen to his music and songs about him. That's why I wanted Brother Jared to lead that song, More and More About Jesus. They just want more. Amen. More about him.
Right.
Amen. Rita said, I didn't lead it. Hey. That's why I wanted that song sung. It's all what I can think of doing this message. They can't get enough of it. They say, I want more about it. I want more songs about it. I want more messages about it. I want more testimonies about it. They just want more, and they're addicted to the things of God. Now, let me throw this in here about that. Early this year, I had to help a friend of mine. He's up in years. He's almost bedfast. And he called me and said, Eddie, can you come up and look at my lawnmower? I've got a flat tire and it needs a little work. And I went up there and his lawnmower's way down up over the hill there. And his car is in the way. I keep pulling the truck down there. And I said, has your car got a cigarette lighter? He said, yeah, I got one in there. And I plugged it in and it didn't work. You know what he told me, Rita? He said, you got to turn the key on before it works.
Well.
Now, I've sat in this man's house. He used to be my foreman at work. And at their table, Brother Jerry, I asked him if his wife was saved. And he said, yeah, and I have to admit, I'm kind of like Paul talking about Galatians. He said, I stand in doubt. Well, I actually doubted him saying he's saved.
Yeah.
But you know what? He turned that key on. You know what? Right kind of music was playing. I didn't say nothing, but I said, that's what I like to see, amen. You know what I mean? It wasn't that
there.
You go. It wasn't that rap music. Reggie Sadler said, this is what I feel about rap music, wrapping up, getting out of your house. It wasn't that. It wasn't that pop music. It was that kind of spiritual melody kind of music. It made a melody in my heart. And I said, Lord, thank you for that shine, amen.
Yeah.
We heard that tar up. And I got his mower going for him. He got me going too.
Amen.
I'm glad. You know, I can tell he don't have long. He's in bad health.
Yeah, right.
His wife pretty much bit fast. They both said he's saved.
Amen.
Man, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can finish this up here. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart as unto the Lord. Ephesians 5:19. These addicted Christians, they listen to the right kind of music. You know what? You can grieve the Holy Spirit. You can. The Bible, I believe it's in Psalms. Maybe it's in Job. But it says, I will not set no wicked thing before my eyes. Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes that I wouldn't look upon a maiden. In Psalms, it said, I'll set no wicked thing before my eyes. It's important. You can grieve the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Now, if I grieved Rita, she'd say, I ain't going back there. But you know what? She comes over here and she gets a blessing. And she said, boy, that's good. I like to get some more of that. Yeah. I can count on her showing back up.
Right.
If I do run you off, I don't mean to. I love you. That's a precious privilege to be y'all's pastor.
Amen.
I appreciate you putting up with me. I know I ain't no great preacher. I have never acted like or tried to conduct myself that I am one. But I'll tell you right now, I'm so privileged to be saved, to be called to preach, have a pleasure to preach.
Yeah.
I don't take that lightly. I'm thankful. I appreciate y'all putting up with me. I'll probably get a better man standing right behind the pulpit. But I'm thankful to be here. I appreciate your prayer. Brother Ed said, I pray for you, Brother Ed. I said, keep it up. I need it, brother. And I'll tell you what, buddy. I don't want to run nobody off. I want to get them closer to him. I want to get them interested in him. I want them to find some time. Spend some time in that word. Spend some time in the house of God. And go out and say, hey, you need to get on this. Get in on this. This is good. You need to come over and listen. Amen.
Amen.
But Mark chapter 2, verse 2. When it was noised abroad that Jesus was in the house, there was no room to contain them. No, not so much as in the house. There's people on the outside listening.
Yeah, that's right.
We get the word out Jesus in here. Maybe somebody will show up and say, hey, I come to hear about Jesus.
Yeah.
Man, I want to sing about him. I want to preach about him. I want to give testimony about him. Amen. And by the way, make sure you go on there and check out that prayer that young girl prayed. If any of you women can pray like that, you get with me. I'm interested.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care if the hair looks every Baptist preacher in Barron County.
That's right.
I'll tell you right now, I don't know Bible, I can defend you. And he's my own pastor.
Amen.
And I love him. I'm old with God.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm not mean spirited. I just want you to know I got a blessing, Mr. Shelby, preaching. And I said, Lord, thank you that we have something like that up there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Woo! Would that God would have had a whole bunch more. But if y'all are going to be addicted, at least be addicted in something good.
Right.
Amen. I might have to preach on this again next Sunday. I ain't sure. Father, we thank you for the privilege of your word, to be able, Lord, to draw from it, to be able, Lord, to declare the great treasures and truths that it holds. Bless this message. Take it where it's needed. May there be good come from it. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for this message today. Bless me. Encourage me, Lord, to see young women like this young lady up there worshiping, Lord, and she's no stranger to you. She's not ashamed of you. She's bragging on you. And even though they couldn't handle it, I'm glad, praise God, she got out what she could. In Jesus' name, we ask your blessings on all these things. Your will be done. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Get Brother Jerry, please, and Sister Sharon. Get a verse of invitation on him. You may not need anything, but if you do need anything, we'll give you an opportunity. If you need prayer, well, Brother Eddie, I'll pray with you. But if you just want to give praise to the Lord, we'll do that too also here in just a minute.